still see the other Spider-Man fans. We're here in a little somber mood. Me and Donovan are here, and we thought we'd just, you know, basically drop by to overall talk about there's recent news of Spectacular Spider-Man. It's not definite announced that it is absolutely canceled, but the writing kind of starting to be on the wall with the recent announcement of a Ultimate Spider-Man series that's going to come out in 2011. Is it fall 2011? January 2011?
I'm not paying attention to too much info on the show itself.
Yeah, I guess we're not, especially with that it seems like this is the end for Spectacular Spider-Man. So we thought we'd, you know, again, drop by and just talk about what we think this means for the series, and hopefully the future of the series. So, Don, you want to go first?
Well, I mean, I think everybody's kind of said that, like, even before then, hopes of it being renewed were kind of doubtful just because it took so long, and which is its own fault because it took forever for it to get to the States. I mean, Canada had this thing back in 2008. Or 2009.
You mean the second season?
The second season, I mean. So, like, everybody's like, oh, it's been taking forever for them to get a green light. And now this new show comes out of nowhere with no, you know, like, foretelling or anything. There's not much else left to assume but to assume that they're going to not continue the series, which is not good. It's not just because we do a podcast, but it's so crazy good. We want more of it, and obviously Marvel's like, well, we want to do this.
We do a podcast about it, but the reason we do a podcast about it is because we love it so much. You know, yeah. I would be willing to give up doing a podcast about it just for another two seasons. I mean, and the hard part is where they've left off. I think that's the harder part. You know, in other shows like that Greg Wiseman had done, which on Gargoyles and even Max Steel, which is actually something I just learned, apparently he's done Max Steel. You know, they've left off at points that, you know, yeah, you can consider that an ending. Season 2, should we basically get into how Season 2 ended?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll talk about it in length in the episode, but we've obviously seen all the series.
So I'm just going to say this. If you don't want to know the ending of the second season, spoiler warning, fast forward a little bit.
I would say just don't listen to this podcast.
I would say not listen to this. Unless you don't mind, you know. Or try to fast forward to a point to where we're not talking about the end of the season. But, yeah, basically the way it ended with, you know, Gwen is with Harry, you know. Sort of Harry has basically acquired that sort of mean streak of his father and sort of guilted Gwen into being with him. Liz has left him. Mary Jane is wherever Mary Jane is. Black Cat's wherever she went now, hating Spider-Man. It sort of left it in a very difficult spot, and I think that's why fans are, to some extent, upset about this. I know it's why I'm upset.
I'm just upset because, like, they were just getting started with the Spider-Man mythos. I mean, yeah, they had all the supporting characters and some of the villains, but, you know, like, Greg Wiseman went on record saying he wanted to do Hobgoblin and Scorpion in the third season.
Yeah.
You know, we could have gotten Sinister Six, Morbius, we could have gotten some team-ups, like, maybe later down the season. Like, he had a plan. He had a definite plan. And to not see that meet its fruition is just very disheartening, especially the fact that, like, this is what I understand. They not only do they greenlight another Spider-Man television show, but they tell him none of this. He has to find this out on his own. And he ran a legitimately good Spider-Man series, and they don't tell him that either they're not going to continue it or whatever. And that to me, I know a lot of people have said, oh, yeah, it's the business. That's how the business goes. But that's incredibly unprofessional.
I think it also maybe has something to do with the fact that, again, it's something by Sony and Disney, and I mean, we're just trying to figure out, I guess, how unprofessional or something this unprofessional can go on, especially when you look at the comments of Tom Brevoort. Yeah, I really hate mentioning him. I really do, because you know what? He does it on purpose. I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to say bad things, but you know what? He's like a 5-year-old. That's how he thinks. Ooh, if I say something shocking, it doesn't matter whether it's bad or good or horrible or hurt somebody's feelings. If I say something shocking, people will pay attention to me. You know, because like a 5-year-old, all the attention has to be on me. So I'm going to, if I have to write on the wall, which I'm not supposed to get attention, I'll do it. And that's what he does. And so for him to say some of the words he's done to fans who, you know, really care about this series, and there is a huge fan base for this series, is completely unprofessional. It almost doesn't want make me, excuse me, it almost makes me not want to watch the new series just because of those comments. I mean, that's how powerful words can be.
Well, don't they have a Marvel, because the gist I got is that this Ultimate Spider-Man show is basically a ripoff of Batman, the Brave and the Bold, in that you have Spider-Man, and in every episode he'll team up with other Marvel characters. And my thing is, wasn't the superhero squad a response to the Brave and the Bold?
But that's what I've been saying, you know, and that's why I feel like, yeah, there could be another Spectacular Spider-Man series along with this, because this is not the same, it's far from the same thing. If it's what we think it is, which is, it's going to be a team-up show, and more importantly, done more in the style of superhero, Marvel superhero squad, then why can't there be both? You know, which is something Bradford said, oh, why would we have two of the same show? But they're obviously going to become two completely different shows with completely different storytelling styles, and more importantly, in two completely different genres. The Ultimate Spider-Man seems to be more based off comedy and adventure, where, you know, Spectacular Spider-Man is a drama. That's what it is.
Well, not only that, but actually, like I remember Josh made it to a good point. Ultimate Spider-Man is most indicative of Peter Parker being Spider-Man in high school. That's what Spectacular Spider-Man is as well. What is the point of... I mean, I don't know for a fact if they're going to the strict Bendis and Bagley story and then just team them up, but at the same time, it's like, people go back, he says that you can't have two shows of the same character. Well, the Batman that ran on the former WB ran for 5 seasons as long as Justice League and Justice League Unlimited, and they both had Batman. They were, you know, they were both in their distinct universes. No one got confused, and they were both pretty good shows for what they were. So I don't
Batman Beyond. I mean, when you think about that, you had Batman, you had the animated series that was still going on. Yeah, the semblance of Batman Beyond and Justice League. So that's three.
Well, Batman Beyond, that was different because that aired.
But that's my point, is that you're going to get a Spider-Man that's alternate Spider-Man that's going to be completely different. It's sort of a completely different take on it, like Batman Beyond is. You can have these two series going. More to the point, you know, one point I will talk about what Brevin said is that it didn't give a lot back, you know, so much what a quick introduction, and we didn't get a lot back. And I want to touch on this point because this is something that really makes me mad about a lot of entertainment for the past couple of years. They've been so quick to jump on, oh, it's on YouTube, it's in Canada, oh, it just didn't do well. They don't want to take the blame for not advertising the series, not getting the word out there, not getting it on a, you know, no offense to Disney XD, I'm lucky to have it, but on a channel to where people can watch it. You know, that's not a fault of the show, that's your fault. But again, instead of taking the blame because they don't want to lose their job, you know, we're going to pass the blame off to YouTube and the fans and the show itself when we did absolutely nothing to promote the show. And that pisses me off immensely. You cannot say the show did not do well if you didn't promote the show.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was promoted very well on the CW, but then for reasons I don't even remember right now, it was moved to Disney XD, which was hard because not everybody has Disney XD. It took forever to air. It aired this past fall, and I don't know like the type of ratings it got.
Well, it aired before that.
I just don't, but.
It aired, actually, last spring, and then new episodes even came out this fall.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. In North America, it aired this past fall, the second season did. I saw.
Well, the second half of the second season. I mean, and then again, that's what's so weird. Why are they holding back on this? It never made any sense. And it's not the show's fault. It's not Greg Wiseman. It's not any of the voice actors. They had it all done. It was basically them, and the indication was, well, we want to promote it better, and really they had no promoting.
Well, the main thing I don't understand is, you know, DC, like, for all that Marvel likes to kind of, like wag around and taunt DC, DC is absolutely in the lead in terms of animation. Like there's absolutely no question about this. DC animation is better than Marvel's animation. So you have a show where it's most popular, Marvel's most popular character has a really, really good animated series, and everybody loves it. Everybody loves it. And you don't promote it.
Well,
and then
apparently everybody loved it except Joe Quesada and Tom Brevoort. And I think really that's what...
Whoa. Let's not do this. Joe Quesada has nothing to do with this. He's not the guy who does the animation. And I mean, Brevoort was the one talking about the show, but Joe Quesada has nothing to do with this now.
But from my head, they're the ones that greenlight the project.
Are they?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
I've been told it.
They may not be head of animation studios, but they'll they greenlight which projects go and which projects go in. Again, they run Marvel. You gotta remember that.
Brevoort's ahead of, or is Quesada.
I'm getting this, who was it, Zach.
Zach, no, for sure, though. I mean,
I think from Zach and Thomas DJ both told.
Well, I would check on that. Just because, I mean, when all those other series, DC has to approve it, but they probably just look at it and say yes. They don't really look at it in depth until after it's been already produced and shown and everything. Like, this thing comes out 2011.
And again,
it's already probably being animated in Korea or Japan like right now.
And the reason I'm saying Tom Brevoort and Joe, it's not because I want to pick on them personally, but it's the only thing left. It's looking, okay, let me look over the facts. Well, the show was very popular, has a huge fan base. Disney would never do this, you know. They may have questions, but they would just say, we gotta do this better, we got to another channel. We got to. So it can't be Disney that's making it quit.
You also have to remember that Spectacular Spider-Man was a Sony produced show.
Yeah.
That was produced before the Disney buyout. So it does make sense that they would want their own produced show, but I don't understand why they don't. I don't know. Acquire the rights.
They could acquire the rights, and they could have moved the staff to. I don't know the staff, but they could have paid the staff, and, you know, the animation studios, no, it's not, from my understanding, it wasn't exclusive to Sony. I mean, because remember, you gotta remember, I think it's the same animation studio that a couple years before Spectacular Spider-Man did Witch, which was an excellent show. Or as I like to call it, Sailor Moon without all the sex appeal.
Or was I allowed to call it the show I never watched?
It was a good show. I'll have to get you some episodes for you to watch. But that's besides the point. So it doesn't make sense for that to happen. And the only thing it goes to is who's making the decision is Marvel. And it's them.
I honestly think we need more confirmation because I don't think Tom Brevoort...
But they're not going to give us information.
That doesn't matter if they don't give us information. We gotta seek it out for ourselves. I don't think Tom Brevoort woke up one day and said, hey, I'm gonna piss people off by canceling Spectacular Spider-Man. That's not what happened.
But I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying it, but I'm saying that they are the ones that made the decision when it came up. They stalled on it. They ultimately made the decision for whatever reason. We don't know why they made the decision not to go push forward for a third season. I'm not saying they woke up one day and says, we'll never do that again.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, okay.
We definitely need more information. You are right on that. We definitely need more information. But the question is, are we going to get that information when they've been quiet about this series for so long?
Well, the people who aren't getting information, the person who's not getting information is Greg Wiseman. And he's the person who needs the most information. Like,
yeah.
Should we read that quote? He said, I can read it.
You can read it.
Okay. It says, so, This is from Greg Rice. So, I've heard nothing directly from Marvel, DC, or Sony, but I think the recent announcement that an Ultimate Spider-Man animated series is in the works at Marvel Animation makes it fairly clear that the Spectacular Spider-Man is over. So, they didn't tell him anything, and they still haven't told him anything. Yeah, there's another show coming out, but they're not told him jack. And one, that's disingenuous and stupid, and two, it's just a question of like where the priorities are.
And again,
he was going to say, I can't say I'm surprised, but that doesn't mean I'm disappointed. But guys, all of you are so quick to rush to my defense. It's appreciated, of course, but not necessary. This is the business I've chosen. We're going to go because with the job, and he goes to say how proud he is of the show and everything. Yeah. But
the thing about it is, and that's really the challenging thing about this announcement is, again, he's not gotten the information, and that's why I still have a little quiver of hope. But you know, we never know. I mean, we are going. We've gone on for like I think the past 20 minutes about how horrible it's probably canceled, because you know that the probability is that's what's happening. But at the same time, there is a little quiver of hope that you know we never know. Later on, they may decide to revive the series and like Jean Grey does every 2 years. And
that's actually not. I'm not seeing Jean Grey in almost 10 years.
You know, you never know. If you read X-Men every now and then, you know, she pops up for an issue and then goes back to being dead. You know, the Phoenix Torch rises from the grave like the Phoenix itself. Oh, Jean Grey here. Let's not go into an X-Men discussion here. I was trying to make a joke.
Yeah, sir. If you look at the other series, like Justice League, this is an interesting example because with Justice League, like the original two series, or the two seasons, or if you're in London, two series. They thought they were supposed to do two seasons and that was it. Then they were greenlit for two more seasons, which became the first two seasons of Justice League Unlimited. Then they thought that was it. Then they were greenlit for one more season, and then they weren't greenlit for another one. But that's not to say they were canceled, but they were just never given the go-ahead to do another season. So that's how it ended. And I think that's what's going on here. But you would still think that they would give Wiseman notice that they weren't going to greenlight another season, they're basically telling him to cease production, but they're not telling him anything.
Yeah, which is very I mean, until we get definite information that cease production, there's never not going to be a third. You know, we don't know for sure. You know, I mean, the only thing we've heard through from management, and again, it's why we've been talking about it, is from Tom Berbert. So, but with that being said, I'm going to ask you one last thing, Don. And then we're going to basically end this. What would you like, if this series could continue, but maybe not in, well, let me start over. How would you like to see this series go moving forward? If it's not, I mean, would you like to maybe see it in other forms?
Come on, Spectacular Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I don't see it as a comic book, because like, you know, a lot of, animated shows have comic book adaptations, and this a comic book format would be ideal.
Yeah,
DTVs would be cool, but comic books would be just as good, if not better.
I mean, I know I brought this up the past couple of nights. As soon as this came up, I would like to see something like they've been doing with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where they've done the 8th and 9th season in comic book form. You know, I would love to see, you know, Seasons 3 and 4 in a comic book form. I would buy it in a heartbeat. In fact, I would drop Amazing Spider-Man to get the Spectacular Spider-Man comic book. That's how much I would want it. Other ideas. I mean, if he has the rights to the scripts that he's written, if he gets a couple of friends, like, because we know he's friends with Joss Keaton and a couple of them together, I'd love to see him do it in a radio play type style. You know, the third season on, you know, audio cassette.
That because it would be a continuation, but I'd rather it be in other forms. Yeah, whatever.
I mean, well, obviously not cassette, since basically nobody under the age of 40 uses a cassette anymore. But, it's audio CD, basically. So. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, yeah, I think we still have hope that a third television series will come at some point. It may not come immediately. We at least hope that they retain the rights to start up backup production at maybe a later date. If we can learn that, then there, I think there's hope that at some point, whenever, and I think that's really maybe one of the reasons what we haven't talked about is really Disney doesn't know what to do with a lot of Marvel properties right now, other than what's already planned.
Well, I just find looking over Greg Wiseman's comments again, I find it interesting that after like the first or second episode, it was greenlit for a second season, and then now it's just kind of died off. And that's not at all because of critical reception, because critical reception has always been positive, but it's just because Marvel wants money. I mean, I'm not going to watch this new show because I legitimately don't care. I don't know if you're going to watch the show, but I mean, it's just another thing that kind of Marvel's kind of burned me on. So.
Well, it burns me because again, it's that, oh, this great show that has this great drama that everybody can watch and that's getting great ratings. Oh, no, we're not going to care about that, but we're going to care about the little kiddie show that doesn't gather the same audience size. That's more important.
Well, you know that they've also canceled Wolverine and the X-Men. Like, that's legitimately being canceled.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was a great That one was great, too, and it makes no sense. And it's like they're gearing their animation towards just being for kids, and it makes no sense. And I don't know why. Because, to be honest, I felt that Spectacular Spider-Man and Wolverine and X-Men were better than any DC cartoons out there right now. I felt it was better than Batman and the Brave and the Bold by a long shot. And Batman Brave and the Bold is a great series, but by a long shot, Spectacular Spider-Man and Wolverine and X-Men were 10 times better than it.
I think I like Batman and Brave and the Bold for different reasons, honestly. I think in terms of quality, I honestly would put that on par with Spectacular Spider-Man. I've never seen Wolverine and the X-Men, so I can't make it. From what I heard, it was very dark, and it was very much in line with like Spectacular Spider-Man in terms of like continuity and everything. So,
I mean, I'll tell you my favorite episode of Wolverine and X-Men right now. It's the one with the Silver Samurai, because it was.
I thought you were going to say Emma Frost.
Well, we haven't seen that one. Emma Frost is in all of them, and that makes it great, too. We're not going to get into that. But my favorite one was definitely...
God, no.
I hate you so much. But no, but my favorite one was definitely where he had to fight the Silver Samurai, who was married, and it basically told this deep story about, like, I guess 20 years before, you know, he was in Japan, he was in love with this woman, but she was arranged to marry... basically who was the Silver Samurai and who was going to take over one of the Yakuza. And he lost, but she ended up going with him anyways, but he could never get over, Silver Samurai could never get over the loss, so he kidnaps the X-Men to force Logan to fight him one more time.
That sounds cool.
It was very deep. Again, that's my issue. These animations, they have these deep stories that a lot of people can get around. That's not going to be continued. But the stupid kiddie stuff, for whatever reason, is
my. Well, we have to try to be fair. We've not seen a clip or preview of this new show.
Well, I'm not talking about the new show, but I'm talking about the Marvel Superhero Squad, which I have seen.
Oh yeah, I'm not seeing that either.
It doesn't capture me. And my ultimate fear about this is that we are, and what I'm seeing in comics, is that we're ultimately regressing comics back to the idea that they are just for kids. And that scares me. Really does.
Well, I mean, you know, I think there's a lot of push and pull with Marvel's concern. I think they can tell the most adult Nick Fury Avengers type story, but where Spider-Man's concerned, oh, he makes jokes, so he must be aimed for kids. That's I think what mindset is.
But they made Nick Fury kitty in the super. I mean, again, you haven't seen it. There was an
episode.
They made Nick Fury kitty.
cigar chomping, you know.
He didn't have a cigar.
Oh. Is he with Contessa? That like a skanky secret agent?
Nope.
Well, there you go. Oh dear. Oh, I'm trying to stall him.
I think we've said our piece. This was just a quick special, guys. So we hope you enjoyed it. We do hope that there'll be more news. But next month you will have a new episode. I believe it will be. Is it episode 8?
No. It's episode 9 because 8 was Doc Ock, and I know that because he's an octopus and he has 8 arms.
But no, that's the one we just did. Is Doc Ock? That's the one that will be released next month.
Oh yeah. Because that's not out.
The one we recorded this month that will be out next month is, and we may do 2 next month, so we may have basically episode 8 and 9 of the show out.
Yeah.
So until next time, Spider-Man fans, stay spectacular, and remember, love each other.
Where'd that come from? Was it Valentine's Day?
It was supposed to be a Jerry Springer reference.
Dude, you and your references, I swear to God.
You never saw Jerry Springer.
I know, I saw Jerry Springer, but I'm not seeing that show in forever. And that just sounded creepy as hell. You can leave it in there.